You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
One thing, and especially Wednesday night in particular, I know one thing that stood out to me, and maybe this is easy because of who he is, and it's low hanging fruit in some ways, but to me it's relevant because the last time we talked about the maturation of Jalen Green and how great he had looked over those couple of games that they won, and these are back to back, not great Jalen Green games, and I go back to more so the first one, even Monday, thinking, I mean, immediately Adam watching that game, I'm like, he takes a couple questionable shots early on in the game where I'm like, I don't think you needed that. I think you could have done better than that, gotten a better shot, kind of settled there. And I'm thinking, man, we were just talking about, like, we literally just published episodes about his maturation and how great he had been the last couple of games. And that's going to happen still, too. Like, even as we were having that conversation, we understand he's 20 or whatever he is at this point. And, like, this is going to be part of the process. He won't be necessarily great every night immediately and all of that. But for me, that was the more disappointing part, that Jalen Green wasn't sort of didn't play up to the level that we had seen him play the previous couple of games. What would you say was maybe the worst moment or the worst thing about these couple of games that we watched against Denver?
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
To me, it's just you saw these guys, you gave up 40 something points on Monday, you saw these guys again, and then you give up 44 points the next game. That's what's that's the worst moment. It's just how bad the defense was in this game and how you just saw it. You literally just saw it two nights before. They didn't change anything. It was basically the exact same players on the floor, and you offered absolutely no resistance. You showed no improvement at all. And you had a lot of room to improve after Monday, and you didn't show it at all. And you bring up Green. The fast break points through three quarters, 19-2. And if they can't be successful if they're playing in the half court the entire game. And that's what tonight was, because they could not get any stops. So they're having to take the ball out from under their own basket. Denver's not a great defensive team, but anybody can play defense when you have a chance to set up your defense. And that's what Denver was able to do. And the Rockets did not work hard for shots. They settled, like you said, they settled for the first okay shot that they had. And that's what, it's just disappointing. It's disappointing that that's what you see after you get drubbed the way you did on Monday and you come back with that effort. That's disappointing.
Yeah. And just to reiterate on Jalen, I mean, he's 5 for 15 in that game on Monday and then 6 for 16 on Wednesday night.